You're listening to Take It Personally, a podcast for photographers about the personal side of business and the art of standing out. Here, I'll help you build a business and a brand that is uniquely you. If you want to attract dream clients and stop looking at the competition to decide your next move, if you are ready to show up as a confident branding authority to help you serve your clients and consider your goals and priorities too, if you want to make your mark in a new, underserved niche of photography, then this is the place for you. I'm your host, Maddie Pichon, South Dakota brand photographer and educator. I'm a straight-shooting, Instagram-obsessed, diehard Swiftie who has built a multi-six-figure business on the back of brand photography, all while raising a family. And I know you can do the same. Let's get ready to take it personally. I have had a lot of questions lately about how to make sure that when you're shooting brand photography, you are creating sessions that don't all look identical. And there are a lot of factors that photographers worry about when it comes to making sure that their sessions don't all look identical. If you have a studio space or if you rent a studio space and it's the same studio space every time, it can start to feel a little repetitive. If you're working with people in the same industry, if you're working with a lot of realtors or photographers or whatever it might be, if you tend to attract those same types of people, it can feel like your sessions are a little repetitive. So the one thing that you need to do to make sure that your sessions all look different is research. Research about the people that you are going to be working with. This is an integral part of the planning process. Inside of my course, Behind the Shot, I teach you how to plan, shoot, and deliver your first brand session. The planning process of a brand session is how you get great results. You cannot just show up and shoot. You cannot just like take a shot list and think that you're good. There's so much more that goes into planning a brand session, and a piece of that is research. So this is what I teach you how to do inside Behind the Shot, which is on sale right now. You can use the code SPRING. If you go to maddiepichon.com/behindtheshot and use the code SPRING, when you check out, you can get the course for $250 off. So you are purchasing it for less than $250. And we have some really awesome live challenges coming up in the next couple of weeks to help you learn not only how to plan, shoot, and deliver your first brand sessions, but also how to book more brand sessions and market so you book more brand sessions. So now is a really good time to join. So this is all starting with the discovery call. You want to find out why the client is looking into brand photography. What are they struggling with? What are their goals? What's going to make them say, oh, that was success? Like if I look back 6 months from now and I go, I'm so glad that I spent that money on brand photography, what would have to happen for them to feel that way? I know that a lot of photographers are nervous about discovery calls or nervous to get on the call with a potential client. Discovery calls are irreplaceable in my business, even if that client doesn't end up booking, which they typically do. But even if they don't, to be able to sit on a Zoom call with your ideal client and have them tell you in their own words what they're struggling with, why they're considering brand photography, what their goals are, what their hopes and dreams are, what maybe they've used in the past that didn't work, that is a marketing goldmine. So even if those people don't end up booking, which again, they typically do, I have a great discovery call process and I teach that discovery call process. So typically they are booking. I book about 90% of the people that I'm talking to on a discovery call. But even if they don't book, that was absolutely not a waste of my time. In the same vein, another reason why I love discovery calls is because it helps us get a jump on the planning process. So I'm actually doing a lot less talking on a discovery call than you would probably expect. I introduce myself, I welcome them to the call, I tell them how it's going to go, and then it's a lot of me listening or asking questions and listening. And then, you know, I walk them through my process and what they can expect if they work with me, but that is a very small part of the call. I am truly there to learn about their business. That's what I'm doing on a discovery call. And that is part of my research that I need to do to make sure that I can create a diverse brand session, even if I have shot for someone in a similar field or we're using the same studio. During this planning process, I want to know all about their business, specifically their ideal client. I will often say, I don't need them to have a logo. I don't need them to have brand colors. I don't need them to have it all figured out. They can have started their business yesterday. I do not care. But if they don't know their ideal client, I probably cannot help them. It's going to be really challenging for us to put together a shoot that is supposed to speak to their ideal client if we don't know who their ideal client is. If we know who your ideal client is, we can pull it together. I have no qualms about that. But if you don't know your ideal client, that makes it really difficult for me to do my job. So during this discovery call, I'm asking them about their ideal client. This drives a lot of the shoot strategy. For example, if I have a client who wants to look like a boss, right? Powerful, elevated, high end, I'm going to choose a very different location than someone who wants to look approachable and relatable. Girl next door. Those are two very different shoots, and it comes down to the keywords that they want to be known as. Another example, if I have a realtor who wants to speak to first-time homebuyers versus a realtor who wants to speak to people buying a second home or a vacation home, those shoots look very different. And that's not to say that either of those clients can't help other people outside of their ideal client. But when it comes down to the people who they are mostly speaking to, who they truly consider to be their ideal client, that's what we need to create the shoot around. It's very similar to what I teach for brand photographers. When I tell you that you need to position yourself as a brand photographer to book more brand photography clients, and you will also find that you book more other clients too when your positioning is really good. The majority of my clients know that, right? They are doing that in their business. So I might have a realtor who primarily speaks to first-time homebuyers, but once in a while, she might get somebody who's not a first-time homebuyer and she can still help them. She's not necessarily going to turn them away, but we're not designing her shoot around that. That's not who her messaging strategy revolves around. So those two shoots are going to look so different. Someone who is speaking to a first-time homebuyer versus a realtor who's speaking to someone who's buying a second home, a vacation property, a rental. Those are two very different shoots. From the location to the outfits to the poses to what I'm asking them to do at the shoot, those are very different shoots, even though they're both for realtors. This is how shoots for someone in a similar field can look completely different. And I have had this. I have had realtor clients who are in a similar field, and I would say even like on social media before we work together, they don't look that different from each other. But once we sit down and I'm able to kind of find out more, tell me more about your business and who's your ideal client and who's your favorite person to work with and how do you help them and how are you different and what are your competitors doing and how are you doing it better? Like once I'm able to sit down with them and ask those questions, things start to come out that help us position the shoot in a way where it's unique, even if I've shot a million realtors before. So this is the process that I want you to take your clients through to make sure that you're creating diverse brand sessions every single time. And again, this is exactly what I teach you how to do inside Behind the Shot, which is on sale. So you can go to maddiepichon.com/behindtheshot, enter the code SPRING when you check out. You're going to get $250 off. And we've got some really great challenges coming up where not only are you going to learn to plan, shoot, and deliver your first brand session, and you have access to this course forever. So this is not my group program where you have access to it for a year and we're doing coaching inside of it. This is different from that. This is a self-paced course. So you purchase this and you can come back at any time. This is totally go at your own pace, but we do have some live challenges coming up to kind of kick it up a notch and make sure that you know what you should be marketing to book more brand photography clients. Another thing that you get inside Behind the Shot is behind the scenes videos of me shooting full-length brand sessions. So once you have learned how to do this, you get to see it all come together. Everything from watching me shoot the shoot itself, how I pose, how I use props, how I make my client feel comfortable, the final gallery that they get, not just the highlight reel, but absolutely everything. soup to nuts. So that's all inside Behind the Shot, which is on sale for a couple more days. You can get that at maddiepichon.com/behindtheshot. Enter the code SPRING for $250 off. Thank you so much for listening to Take It Personally. If you haven't already, would you head over to iTunes and leave us a review? This is the best way to let other photographers know about the show and help keep us creating content you crave. And if you want more tips and tools to build your personal photography brand, head over to my website, maddiepichon.com. Here you can access my downloadable ultimate personal brand session shot list to get your clients singing your praises, and browse my blog for more trade secrets to help you hone your craft and grow your business. Love to learn while you listen? Visit maddiepichon.com and click on podcast for all things Take It Personally, from show notes to recent episodes and incredible guest profiles. Remember, friend, the most important part of any brand is the people behind it. Branding and business is personal, so let's take it personally.